Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, December 21st. The case involving three men accused in the death of Owen Sound restaurant owner Sharif Rahman is being reported on in the UK media. BBC Scotland is reporting that Police Scotland said three men of the same ages of those arrested in connection to Sharif's case were arrested in Scotland on an international warrant. They say police in Scotland did not name the men they arrested. Bayshore News has reached out to Police Scotland for direct information. OPP and Owen Sound Police declined to say when they announced the charges on Wednesday exactly where the men were arrested, only that it was in the UK. Rahman died after an assault outside of his restaurant in downtown Owen Sound in August of 2023. Crime Stoppers of Grey Bruce will continue to operate after its board decided to restructure to alleviate some cost pressures. Chairperson Peter Reed says the organization's volunteer board will oversee a substantial restructuring that will reduce its budget by almost 50%, and the public experience with the core tip service will essentially be unchanged.
The majority of tips now come online, not through the phone number, so it really won't make a difference to the majority of people calling in or coming online.
Reed warned this past summer the regional Crime Stoppers organization was at risk of shutting down because of a lack of funding and volunteers. The town of Saugeen Shore says it has received notice that work on the planned Cedar Crescent Village on Port Elgin's waterfront is set to begin. They said yesterday they received notice it will start on January 3, 2025. The town says the Cedar Crescent Village project will feature retail and dining options, along with some community spaces. On to national news, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says the idea of Canada becoming the 51st state of the United States will never happen. According to media reports, Poilievre yesterday responded to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's ongoing suggestions that Canada will become another state, calling Prime Minister Justin Trudeau governor. Trump posted on his Truth Social site Wednesday saying many Canadians want Canada to become the 51st state, and it was a great idea as they would save on taxes and military protection. Meanwhile, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says the House of Commons should be recalled now that NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is vowing to bring forward a motion of non-confidence to take down the Liberal government. According to media reports, in an open letter yesterday, Singh wrote the Liberals don't deserve another chance, and that's why the NDP will vote to bring this government down. Poilievre says the House should not wait until it comes back from the winter break in January and asked the Governor General to urgently reconvene Parliament and require a non-confidence vote. And the federal government is resuming funding for bottled water in Martin Falls First Nation, which has been under a boil water advisory for 19 years, and declared a state of emergency this week. According to media reports, the Northwestern First Nations chief and council declared the state of emergency on Monday after a sewage spill on December 13th. The First Nation cannot use the water for cooking or drinking, and community members have been complaining of rashes on their bodies, though the cause has not been officially linked to the sewage spill. In sports, in the NHL, Toronto beat Buffalo 6-3. Canada's World Junior team has a pre-tournament game this evening against Sweden. Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George is a member of Team Canada. In the PJHL, Mount Force beat Walkerton 4-1, and Kincardine beat Hanover 3-2. And in the Ontario Elite Hockey League, Durham beat Minto 5-3, and Saugeen Shores beat Georgian Bay 6-5. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty sports page.